This is Jennifer Clough. I'm an exercise physiologist, which means I'm all about ways to help you get and stay healthy. So, what if I told you there's something you can do right now with no special equipment, without changing your diet or even exercising, that will help your body do a better job of metabolizing blood sugar and filtering your blood? Something that has the power to improve your blood pressure, help you lose weight, and improve your mood? This habit reduces your risk of heart disease, metabolic syndrome, cognitive impairment, inflammatory bowel disease, and even some cancers. What if I told you that not doing it may cause your body to lose muscle tissue and release excess cortisol? Oh, and would it be more tempting if I told you it was free? All right, you're probably wondering what I'm selling, or if it's so great, why hasn't your doctor told you about it? Well, what I'm quote-unquote selling is free, and your doctor has too many other critical things to deal with in your 15 allotted minutes. This simple thing, unfortunately, often gets left in the dust. Okay, without any further ado, here's what you do. Drink more water. Yeah, that's it. That's the magic. Like many things in life, it gets overlooked amidst all the other problems in our generally underactive and overfed modern lives. Amazingly, drinking more water, and I'll get to how much in a little bit, is a simple habit that has an outsized positive effect on our health. It's something you and your family can start today and keep doing no matter what else is going on. It's no secret that water is essential for human life. It makes up 60 to 70% of our weight, and it's the solvent in which all of our body's chemical reactions take place. Just like a car needs oil, the body relies on a good supply of fluid to keep all the systems running at their best. This includes keeping your blood volume at its best, dissipating heat, and lubricating the joints. Even though we can compensate for going a little low, in the long term, it undermines our health in serious ways. And that's the problem. Because we can get away with underwatering ourselves, we may not even be aware that we're doing it or the consequences that we might face. So how can you tell if you're getting enough fluid? All right, first, if you don't have to pee every 3 hours or so, you probably aren't very well hydrated. And when you do go, check out the color. Pale yellow or lighter means you're keeping things flowing. A mustardy color means you're not. Just remember that first thing in the morning, it's normal for your urine to be darker. And if you take B vitamins, they can turn it bright yellow. This is not a one and done kind of thing, but something to monitor regularly. It's a way to be in touch with how your systems are functioning. If you drink an unusually large quantity of water all at once, you're going to have copious light urine. That's kind of cheating your body. Hydration is really more of a process, not a set condition. Keeping your body topped up with fluid is a gift you give to yourself that returns many health benefits. You may figure that if you drink when you're thirsty, you're all set, right? Well, not quite. The problem is that thirst alone is not always enough to get the water we really need. The ideal way to do this is to use a combination of the guidelines I'm about to share with you and monitoring your feelings of thirst along with the frequency and color of your urine output. The National Academy of Medicine, which is a non-governmental organization that provides evidence-based health information, recommends that men consume 3.7 liters of water a day and that women drink 2.7. Metric not your thing? 3.7 liters is about 125 ounces, or 16 cups, or slightly less than a gallon. 2.7 liters is about 92 ounces, or 12 cups, or 3/4 of a gallon. Before you flip out, okay, maybe it's too late for that. Remember, these are guidelines. And even though I mentioned starting this new habit today, I didn't mean you have to get it all in right now, starting now, forever. As with anything, you ramp up to it over time. And yes, when you increase your intake, you will initially have to use the bathroom noticeably more often. But as your kidneys adapt to your new normal, you won't be such a frequent flyer or flusher. I like to say that we are each our own lab rats. You have to try things on yourself to see how it goes, and you have to give it enough time to adjust. While the Academy of Medicine recommendations are based in hard science and backed by lots of data, They aren't absolutes for every person. Depending on your size, activity level, and diet, your individual needs may vary. Many people I've met say they don't like water. I have to admit, I don't really get it, but I accept that this is true for some. The thing that's so great about water is that it's free and it doesn't have calories. Increasing your fluid intake with calorie-laden drinks kind of defeats the purpose here. And artificial sweeteners are guilty of all kinds of health crimes, so I can't, in good conscience, recommend those either. Seltzer can be a nice alternative, but too much carbonation can actually alter your body's pH and undermine your bone density. So maybe try adding some flavor to your regular water, like lemon or lime or mint leaves or cucumber slices, or Tabasco if that's what you like. If you have to use the additives, like the fizzy electrolyte tabs that are all around, that's better than underhydrating. But maybe think about reducing how much of that you use if you can. Here's a pro tip. When you're feeling hungry, or before each meal, try drinking a glass or two of water. This has been shown to reduce your caloric intake and feelings of hunger. And hey, even if it doesn't, it does get you closer to your daily water total. One important caveat about fluid intake. No circus tricks here. Do not try to drink an entire day's fluid in one or two servings. You'll feel awful, and your kidneys will just quickly send it all back out. As I mentioned, increase your intake gradually. Space out your consumption throughout the day, ideally drinking more in the morning and afternoon and slowing down towards evening so you're less likely to have your sleep interrupted by multiple bathroom breaks. You can track your intake with an app on your phone if that's your thing, or go low-tech, checking off each refill on a sticky or a piece of paper. Okay, let's address some myths about drinking, like the one about cold water being bad for you or slowing down absorption. Absolutely untrue. Drink your water hot, cold, lukewarm. Whatever makes it most palatable to you is how you ought to drink it. Despite how they're advertised, sports drinks are no better for you than soda. They are unnecessary for exercise lasting an hour or less. For exercise lasting several hours, especially in the heat, electrolyte supplements can be helpful. The problem with commercial sports drinks is that they contain simple sugars that will quickly raise your blood sugar, which is then followed by a crash that can leave you feeling even less energetic, unless, you guessed it, you drink more of this sugared sports drink. If you can't digest solid food when you're exercising, find a sports drink formula with complex carbohydrates. They're less likely to be sold at your regular supermarket and more likely to be found in stores that specialize in cycling or running or a health food store. Caffeine has been accused of many crimes, including dehydrating us. Caffeine addicts rejoice. Although it increases urine output in the short term, as long as coffee or tea isn't your only source of fluid, caffeine is not dehydrating. Our friend alcohol, however, is dehydrating. If you are indulging heavily, add a bunch of water to your to-do list. And finally, yes, there is such a thing as too much water, and it's dangerous. While we want to keep everything topped up in daily life, forcing fluids is a terrible idea, even if you're doing a long-distance exercise event. Unless you are leaving civilization for a desert marathon, do your normal drinking before the occasion, drink to thirst during it, and you'll be fine. If you end up down a quart afterwards, you can increase your intake to get back to normal over the following days. If you have liquid sloshing around in your stomach while exercising, you've overdone it. And it should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Trying to drink as much water as possible in a very short time, whether it's a contest or a fraternity hazing ritual, is dangerous and can and has ended in tragedy. Water is great stuff, but we can't breathe it and we can't tolerate a massive overdose either. So there you have it. An easy, cheap way to improve your health starting now. Thanks for listening, and I hope this information will help you optimize your health. L'chaim!